Vari Russell, you lived down West End in the village of Brampton.
Yep.
You had quite a lucky escape, really, didn't you?
We did. We were really, really lucky that the fire brigade were just passing and saw our house on fire. We were completely unaware of the fact that it was on fire. We're hugely grateful to Sawtrey Fire Office. Saved our lives.
You've got a beautiful thatched cottage here.
Yes.
How long have you been here for?
8 years. So we've never, ever had a problem before.
And what's your family set up here?
We've got three daughters, 8, 4 and 2, so they were all slightly scared and wondering what the heck was going on at 1:30 in the morning when the fire brigade were banging on the window telling us to get out. But we're all safe and well and we're just counting our blessings.
Is that the first you knew about it?
Yeah, we literally woke up to blue lights outside. Otherwise, it would have been a good half an hour probably before we smelt the smoke and we probably would have lost most of the roof.
And what was the feeling like then, that earlier morning?
Sick to the core. And just numb. We're still numb to a degree. We found it really hard to sleep last night. Every car that went past, you were questioning whether it was someone else going to do the same thing. But the police have been amazing. They're really on it to try and find the people who did it and, you know, bring them to justice.
And how are the children?
They're okay. They're yo-yoing between being okay and not being okay. But, on the whole, they're good. They're asking lots of questions, why people set fire to your house, which is quite a hard one to answer. But, yeah, we just have said there's some not so very nice people in the world and we're just sticking together and hugely grateful we're still here.